on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Chainsaw Chester, Jana, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
What has everybody done since the last time we've done the last show? Anything?
I've been watching The Revolver of Death.
Yeah, this thing, I've been getting the revolver. I haven't even been able to play much. And every time I do, I'm getting the revolver like there's no tomorrow.
Well, it's something going on as we speak, and they're working on fixing it. So by tomorrow, it shouldn't be an issue.
You know, and I just wonder what they do to break it. It was the game. I haven't seen a revolver in a really long time. So the fact that it came back makes you wonder, what did they change? Or they were prepared to change, that caused it to come out the way it has.
Maybe it's them trying to take away our triple or double mastery in Italy.
They
said 24 hours.
That's how long it's going to be there?
Yeah. That's what they said. Tomorrow it's gone.
So I should get in Italy and start doing it?
Yeah, you should. This is a good time for Italy.
This kind of stuff does baffle me about the game changes. You know, they don't want people to constantly level. But then they'll offer up a triple mastery in a city that they plan to keep. So then that means that they're rushing people through a city to get them to finish it. But then they're concerned that if people finish all these cities, then they're going to be begging for more content to do. I just don't get it.
So what's going on in Spockholm?
Since the last time we've been on air, I spent my time in the forums in Zingon territory.
I noticed.
And I've been setting the forums aflame.
Yes, you have.
So,
good old Pete Lundy.
Yeah. I've gotten to the point where it's just like, now I'm just tired of attempting to try to do anything that helps the game because it's never listened to. And so I posted in the forums 4 potential things that could be done that could turn the game around for all the players as a start, you know, and then obviously there's lots of stuff that can be done, but I listed out 4 specific things that could be done. One was to remove pop-ups. The other was that they do something better with mini packs / energy packs / stamina packs, that you do the mix and match. And right. I know I've gotten shot down on the idea Zynga would never do it, but I think that there's no real harm when you really start to think about the strategy of the game. There's players out there that their goal in life is to level, and if that's their goal and that's how they play the game, those are eyes on the game. Those are people that are there to see ad spots that you put in the game. So why would you discourage that? Obviously, my third big one was to fix the fight page. Stop the damn jumping on the screen. Make sure that the buttons don't move. Keep it where everything is where a player expects it to be, no matter where you're at in the stage of fighting another player.
Yeah, that makes me insane.
Event staggering, which was the 4th item on my list. Stagger the events. We don't care if there's events. I'll say it again and it again and it again and it again. We don't care if there's events. We just want them staggered so that they're not stacked on top of each other, driving us all crazy. And I don't care what the event is. I don't care if it's a gifting event, a looting event. I got to go ask my mafia to scratch my butt event. It doesn't make any difference whatsoever. I don't want them stacked on top of each other.
Exactly. Well, you there's know. Just too many. It's ridiculous.
Right.
What kind of feedback are you getting on that thread?
Very constructive. It's not been negative in an extreme way. I mean, there's always little negativity about, well, I don't agree with this, I don't agree with that. There's been lots of other great ideas that stemmed from it. I didn't see, honestly, too many people just come in and flame the post. And the post has grown to over, I think, 11 pages now worth of posts. I think it's gotten some positive attention, and it's got good information about what players really want to see.